弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
感谢主能够跟你们一起在这里敬拜神。
Thank the Lord that I have opportunity to worship the Lord with you.
总是神的恩典啊。
It's always God's grace.
我们能够存活也是神的恩典。
We are alive is because God's grace.
我们能够多活一天也是神的恩典。
He kept us one day.On this world, that's because His grace.
谢谢。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们在天上的父神。
Our Father who are in heaven and the Lord who loved us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
是因为你自己的恩典。
Because of your grace.
是因为你自己的慈爱。
Because of your love.
是因为你自己的恩慈。
Because of your kindness.
按着你自己的时间向我们显明的时候。
According to your own time and shown to us.
所以我们就能够来到你的面前。
That's why we can come before you.
我们用我们的口唱心和来赞美你。
We use your mouth and your heart.
我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
We worship you in truth and in spirit.
我们用心的用我们的耳朵来听你自己的话。
We use our heart and our ear to hear your word.
我们把你的话像财宝一样藏在我们的心里面。
We treasure your word in our heart.
免得我们得罪你。
So that we will not sin against you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
这都是你自己的恩典。
It's all because of your grace.
我们凭我们自己是做不到的。
We can't do it by ourselves.
只有你才能够成就这些事情。
Only you can do this.
我们把所有的荣耀和赞美、感谢都归在你自己的名下。
We ascribe all our thanksgiving and glory to you.
愿你自己的名被高举。
May your name be exalted.
愿你的恩慈、愿你的荣耀彰显出来。
May your glory, your loving kindness be manifested.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 今天我要跟你们一起分享的一个题目就是要常常为教会感谢神。
Today I want to share a topic that is always give thanks to God for church.
如果你们的圣经还是翻开在哥罗西书的话，
If you are still in Colossians,
我们就看见在第三节他说我们感谢神我们就是保罗哈跟他的同工他说我们感谢神我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心并向众圣徒的爱心
Verse 3 We which means Paul and Timothy We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints
看起来好像是保罗看见他们有成果了。
Seems like Paul said they have fruit.
他就为他们感谢神。
So they thank God for them.
看起来好像是他看见了一些什么事情。
Seems like he sees something.
然后他就为他们感谢神。
Then he thanked God for them on their behalf.
但是我们从保罗的书信里面。
From the Paul's epistles.
我们在他这个主耶稣的众使徒当中
All the apostles of Lord Jesus Christ
保罗是神啊把教会的真理在我们人所需要知道的范围之内完全的启示给他
Now the Lord Jesus revealed the truth of church to Apostle Paul according to our understanding and needs
而且是看起来好像都是集中在他的身上。
It seems like it's focused on him.
当然，我们不敢说完全了。
We dare not say it's complete.
但是最起码是我们人神认为我们人需要知道的范围里面，都向他启示了。
But at least we can see God revealed the truth of church to Paul according to our need.
所以我们在他的书信里面，我们一看见他一提到教会，他就感谢。
So we see.Whenever he mentioned the church and he gave thanksgiving,
他就赞美神。
He praised God.
我不知道你们在读保罗书信的时候啊，会不会想到保罗？当然我不知道他长什么样子哈、啊，但是呢，会不会想到说好像他就在那边很高兴哈、
啊、？I'm not sure when you read Paul's letters, If you can envision Paul was there, be very glad.
他不但感谢，他也赞美。
Not only thanks, but also praise.
甚至很多时候，他为他们祷告。
And he pray for them.
我们在以弗所书里面，我们看得见。
We see that in Ephesians.
我们在腓立比书里面，我们也可以看到。
We see that in Philippians.
那么今天我们在哥罗西书里面，我们也会看到。
We see today in Colossians.
这些看起来好像是活泼有力的教会哈。
Those church looks a lot, very much alive and powerful.
好像保罗就为他们感谢神。
So Paul thanked God on their behalf.
但是你会发现，
But you will find out,
就是这个问题最多啊，问题多多的这个哥林多教会。
Even in the church at Corinth, which full of problems.
神也为他们感谢赞美。
And Paul also thanked God on their behalf.
所以我们知道保罗他不是因为外面所看到什么东西他为教会感谢赞美。
So we can say that Paul thanked the Lord not only because of outward result.
他不会因为教会有很多的问题他就不感谢赞美。
He will still thank the Lord even though the church is full of problems.
我们从哥罗西书里面好像听起来好像保罗听见了他们的见证哈。那么他们有信心有爱心所以呢保罗就感谢神。
Now it seems like Paul gave thanks to God on their behalf because he heard about the fruit, the love, the faith they have.
但是你仔细去读哥罗西书的时候你就发现保罗为他们感谢赞美是他有一个很深很深的一个基本的原因在里面。
But if you read it carefully, you will find out there is a much deeper reason for Paul to thank the Lord on their behalf.
当时保罗写这封信的时候他是被关在监牢里面。
Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter.
哥罗西的教会他从来没有去过。
He never went to the Colossians.
他不认识他们的。
He didn't know them.
他只是从他们的传道人以巴弗告诉他的。
He only heard about them through their preachers, Epaphras.
但是他在这种情况之下他仍然为教会感谢赞美神。
Even in that circumstance, he still thanked God for his church.
而且在当时教会面临攻击。
And that time, church is under pressure.
不只是说在我们看得见的一些这个事情上面啊受到逼迫。
Not only it's persecuted by some visible things.
而且在世上的很多的异端邪说啊，在开始慢慢的侵入教会里面。
And there are many heresies starting to get into the church.
但是他都不会改变。
But Paul doesn't change.
因为保罗看见的不是人，我们人所看见的表面上的东西。
Because Paul didn't see the sin's surface, the man normally sees.
他看见的是神的作为。
He saw God's wonderful work.
不是只是因为保罗听见他们在基督里面的信心并向众圣徒的爱心就为他们感谢神祷告神这也是但是那还不是最主要的原因
Not only because Paul heard about the faith and the love he gave thanks to God and that's the reason but more than that
那今天呢我们就来看
Now today we're going to see
我盼望我们今天看完保罗对哥罗西教会他写这封信前面就是前面让我们能够被他所激动啊。
Now I hope we will be stirred up by this letter today.
我们会从属天的眼光，从主耶稣的眼光来看教会。
Now we are going to see the church through the eye of our Lord Jesus Christ from a heavenly point of view.
来看我们自己的教会 MMCC.
Let's see our church MMCC.
第一个，我想请大家看的就是。保罗看见的教会他为什么会教会感谢神因为是神的工作
So the first that we want to see that Paul thanked God on behalf of Colossians because this is the work from God
在这里面他就提到他说我为你们感谢神
He said we thank God on your behalf
我们主耶稣基督的父在这里提到这位父哈
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后接下去他又说因为你们在基督耶稣里的信心他就提到基督耶稣
Because we heard about your faith in Christ Jesus. Here he mentioned Christ Jesus.
然后他到了第八节的时候，他就说耶巴你们因圣灵，就是以巴弗哈，因圣灵在他们中间做工，他们所存的爱心告诉了保罗他们。
And verse 8, he mentioned Epaphras also told Paul their love in the spirit.
所以保罗在这里告诉他们父，然后子，然后圣灵。
So Paul here mentioned Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书里面第一章啊，第一章从第三节一直到第十四节，我们就在那边看见保罗把这些事情讲得很清楚。
So we see in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 14, Paul speaks those things very clearly.
如果你愿意的话，我们翻到以弗所书哈。
If you want, we can turn to Ephesians.
翻到以弗所书第三章啊，第一章，我们从第三节哈。他在那边他就说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。在这里第四节那边就告诉我们说，是神从创立世界以前在基督里面就拣选了他的子民。
Here in verse 4 it tells usGod chose His people before the foundation of the world.
这是他的计划。
This is His plan.
然后他就告诉我们，他借着他的儿子耶稣基督，他把他的这个恩典赐给我们。
And then here He tells us, God the Father gave us this grace through His Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
在第七节，他说我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这个他是父啊。
So verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
而且他说这个恩典啊，是神，记住啊，是神用诸般的智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
And here he said, this grace, God gave this grace through his manifest wisdom.
都是照他自己的旨意，
according to his own will,
都是照他自己所预定的美意，
according to his predetermined will.
然后他又告诉我们，他说在第十三节啊，他说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Here verse 13, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession.
所以我们看见保罗他第一件事情为教会感谢，为教会赞美神。
We say the first thing God gave thanks, Paul gave thanks to God for church.
因为他很清楚的知道是神的工作，三而一的神的工作，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Because he clearly know that this church is the work of God, the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
完全是神的作为。
Is God's work only.
我自己常常在想保罗哈，我就在想说保罗啊，他为什么这么死心塌地的哈对教会哈。
So I often thought about Paul, why he is so devoted to the church.
他不但看见神在教会是神的作为。
He not only see church is God's own work.
而且他也要看见神要借着教会啊，他要听清楚啊，神要借着教会。把他从创世以来没有显明的奥秘，把他要传给外邦人。
He also, God also, Paul also say God used church to reveal the mystery he hidden before the creation of the world.
我不知道你们听了这是圣经上的话哈，我不知道你们听了这一句话之后，你心里面会怎么想？你心里面想说，哇，我在教会里面了。
I'm not sure when you heard this, this of word of God. I wonder if you have amazement. Because we are in church.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him.
是他的工作。
It's his work.
哥林多教会很多的问题啊。
The church of Corinth were full of problems.
但是对保罗来讲，保罗仍然看见是神他自己的工作。
But in Paul's eye, that church was still God's work.
是神的拯救。
It's God's salvation.
第二，保罗为这教会心里面感谢神，是因为神是的真理的福音。
The second point, Paul thank God because the gospel truth.
我们现在请你们回到哥罗西书哈。
I come back to Colossians.
哥罗西书他在这里他就讲，他说因为是那给你们存留在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音的真理的道上所听见的，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，这一段很长哈，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Verse 5, the faith and the love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the day you have heard it and understood God's grace in all its truths.
哥罗西教会在基督里面有信心表现出来的果子，哥罗西教会对众圣徒的爱心，这也是他们所表现出来的果子。
So Colossians has the fruit of the gospel, the love and the faith.
是保罗告诉他们，是因为你们有那个在天上的盼望。
Paul mentioned because the hope stored up in heaven for you.
这个盼望是从哪里来的？他们怎么知道这个盼望？他们过去是无知的，他们完全不知道神的事情。他们怎么知道有这个盼望？是因为福音传到他们那里。他说这是福音的真理。是他们听见了之后，他们才知道有这个盼望。而且保罗在第六节就告诉他们，他说你们听见了福音，你们就改变了，你们就结果子，你们就会增长。
So in verse 6 Paul mentioned you grow and you bear fruit because you heard the gospel.
都是因为这个福音的缘故。
All because the gospel.
第六节他说是这个福音啊，他说是这个福音会改变人的生命，他说是这个福音会结果子，他说是这个福音会叫教会增长。
Verse 6, it's the gospel itself that can give people growth, can increase the church, can change people.
什么福音呢？
What gospel?
福音就是主耶稣基督的事情。
Gospel is about Christ Jesus.
什么叫做福音？福音就是一个好消息，就是一个关于主耶稣的好消息。
Gospel is about the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是关于耶稣的事情。
About the things of Jesus.
关于耶稣他本人。
About the person of Jesus Christ.
关于耶稣他所做的事情。
And the things he did.
这就是福音。
This is gospel.
弟兄姐妹，你们会不会传福音呢？
My sister, do you know how to preach gospel?
你们会不会向人家传福音？
Do you know how to...
有的人常常会讲说，哎呀，因为我从来没有受过福音四律的训练。
Or people complain they never...For,
所以我不知道该怎么传福音。
I don't know how to do it.
传福音就是把耶稣告诉人家。
Preaching gospel is telling people about Jesus.
传福音就是把耶稣所做的事情告诉人家。
Preaching gospel is telling other people what Jesus has done.
他信不信不是你的事情。
Believe or not, it's not your.
不是你的责任。
It's not your responsibility.
乃是你所传的这个福音。会叫他改变，乃是你所传的这个福音会叫他结果子，是这个福音会叫教会增长。弟兄姐妹，我不是反对福音四律啊，但是我们传福音就是要告诉别人耶稣基督的事情 和他所做的，或者是说我们传福音就是要告诉人家耶稣是谁，然后告诉人家耶稣做了什么事情。
So to preach the gospel is to tell others who Jesus is and what he has done.
这个真理的福音会救人的。
This gospel of truth can save people.
这个真理的福音啊，可能不能说是救人啊，但是呢借着这个真理的福音啊，神会救人的。
Or we should say God will save people through this gospel of truth.
这个真理的福音会改变人的生命。
The gospel of truth can change people.
这个真理的福音会叫教会增长。
The gospel of truth can give church growth.
这个真理的福音就是耶稣和他所做的事情。
This gospel of truth is about Christ Jesus and what he has done.
保罗就告诉哥罗西的教会。
Paul tells Colossians.
保罗为他们感谢神。
Paul thanks God for them.
他们在基督耶稣里面有信心。
They have faith in Jesus Christ.
他们在爱心的服事上有表现。
They have fruit in their loving.
是因为他们听见了这个福音的真理。
It's all because they heard the gospel of the truth.
第三个
The third,
保罗为他们感谢神。
Paul thank God for them.
保罗为教会感谢神。
Paul thank God on behalf of church.
是因为神所赐的传道人。
Because the preachers God gave to his church.
在第七节哈。
Verse seven.
他说正如，这个正如就把前面连下来了哈。他说正如你们听见啊，不是，正如你们从我所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的执事。
Verse 7 You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf.
以巴弗，我们刚才讲过，保罗从来没有去过哥罗西的教会。
Epaphras, we mentioned that Paul never went to Colossae.
以巴弗是在以弗所听到保罗讲福音的信息给他们。
Epaphras heard the gospel in Ephesians from Paul.
他听见了福音，他就回到哥罗西，就把耶稣基督的福音告诉了他们。
He heard the gospel in Ephesians. He went back to Colossae and preached the gospel.
他在那边就好像是他们的传道人一样。
It's like a preacher over there.
他怎么做呢？他说正如你们从这个以巴弗所学的。
So you learned it from Epaphras.
那么以巴这个学哈，这个学呢，意思是说这个他们很有系统的，连续的，很有系统的去学习这个福音的真理。
So here learn means to systematically study the truth.
那么以巴弗就这样子教导他们。
And Epaphras.
所以保罗为他们感谢神。
So Paul thank God on their behalf.
因为他们当中有一个传道人。
Because there is a preacher among them.
这个传道人把福音的真理，把这个基督耶稣的事情，把他很有系统的不停的教导他们。
This preacher taught them systematically and continually about the gospel of truth.
你知道弟兄姐妹，你们晓得传道人在你们当中是神的礼物。
Brothers and sisters, do you know preachers among you are God's gift?
你们现在有一个传道人在你们当中。
You have a preacher among you.
这是神的礼物。
He is God's gift.
在以弗所书那边
In Ephesians,
保罗就告诉教会，
他说
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So there he told us God gave, Christ gave to the church as apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor and teacher.
这是神的礼物。
They are God's gift.
以巴弗就是神给他们的礼物。
Epaphras was God's gift.
所以保罗为他们感谢神。
That's why Paul thank God on their behalf.
在你们当中有传道人。
There is a preacher among you.
这是神给你们的礼物。
This is God's gift.
我们要常常感谢神。
We should thank God.
第四个。
Number four.
他就告诉哥罗西教会的人。
He tell Colossians.
他为教会感谢神，因为神为教会存留在天上了，有一个盼望。
Paul thank God because God gave the hope to the church which is stored in heaven.
在第五节。
Verse five.
在我们中文呢、啊，比较没有把它翻出来哈，在英文呢、啊。原文呢，他就是说，因为是那给你们存留在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音的真道上所听见的。
Verse 5, he said, the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that hope is what you have heard about it in the word of truth.
所以让哥罗西教会的人在他们在基督耶稣里面有信心。表现出来。
So they have faith in Christ Jesus, which is manifested.
他们向众圣徒有爱心。
They have the love towards brothers, sisters.
都是因为神为他们，因为他们看见了这个神为他们所预备的在天上所存留的盼望。
It's all because they see the hope God stored for them in heaven.
保罗也告诉他们，你们怎么会知道有这个盼望？
Paul also told them how do you know this hope?
因为保罗告诉他们、啊、在 第二章那边的时候，他说你们从前是在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死掉的，所以你们不知道有这个盼望。
Paul in chapter 2 mentioned you were dead in transgressions and sins, you did not know this hope.
保罗在提多书里面他也提到，他说我们过去的光景是什么，我们过去的光景第一个就是无知的。
So in Titus Paul also mentioned what is thisSituation before we become believers, we are ignorant.
我稍微解释一下这个无知是什么意思。
I want to say a little bit more about ignorance.
我们今天在座有很多人在这个世界上很有学问的。
I know some of us are very rich in your learning in this world.
在你所学的专长里面。
In your career.
你很有知识的。
You are full of knowledge.
我想，如果旁边的人可能没有一个人知道你像你知道的这么多。
I think the people select you.Don't know as much as you.
保罗在这里不是讲我们在这个世界上的知识。
Paul doesn't talk about that kind of knowledge.
保罗是告诉我们，我们在属灵的事情上面，我们是一点都不知道。
Paul mentioned the spiritual knowledge we are ignorant.
我们不知道神是谁。
We don't know who God is.
我们也不知道我们人是在罪恶里面。
We don't know man is in sin.
即使知道，我们也不承认。
Even though we know it, we
所以当人家跟我们传福音的时候，我们第一句话说你是有罪的，他马上就跟你反。
So when people preach gospel to us, when they say you are sinners, and they will immediately.
我们也不知道我们是活在黑暗里面的。
We don't know we live in darkness.
什么叫做活在黑暗里面
？What do you mean live in darkness?
这活在黑暗里面就是啊，我告诉你什么都看不见。
Live in darkness, you can't see anything.
你连摔跤了 你跌跤了你都不知道为什么跌跤。
You stumble and you don't know why.
这就是圣经上形容我们在过去还没有认识主，我们还不知道福音，我们从来没有听过福音的时候，我们是在黑暗里面，我们是无知的，对神的事情一点都不晓得。
That's the situation when we before became Christian. We are completely ignorant.
保罗告诉哥罗西教会的人，因为我们在这个世界上有很多人的学问，有很多的所谓的人的哲学，然后他又讲说有很多所谓的世上的小学，这些事情把我们掳去了，
Take captives of us.
我们就好像是一个奴隶一样。
We are like a slave.
所以我们，然后他又在哥林多教会那边，他又告诉他们，他说：“你们知道吗？你们过去啊，就是被撒旦把你们的眼睛弄瞎了，遮住了。”
In Second Corinthians, he also mentioned we were blinded by Satan.
我们的心眼被他弄瞎了。
The eye of understanding was blinded.
所以我们不知道神是谁。
That's why we don't know who God is.
我们也不认识他，
we don't know him.
我们也没有办法认识他。
There's no way we can know him.
我们活在黑暗里面。
We live in darkness.
我们都不知道为什么我们会跌倒。
We don't know why we stumble all the time.
只有把光拿来照一下之后，你才发现哦，原来有一个石头在这里。
Only when the night shines in the darkness.
或者是你拿了个灯灯来照的时候，你才发现哦，原来有一个洞在这里。
When we have the lamp, the light of lamp, then we find there's a hole.
要不然我们是看不见的。
Otherwise, we can't see.
哥罗西教会也是一样。
Colossians the same.
在他们以前是没有这个盼望的。
Before they heard the gospel, there's no hope for them.
他不知道有这个盼望。
They did not know there's.
但是保罗告诉他们，当福音的真理传到他们当中的时候。
But Paul tells them when the gospel of truth is preached to them.
他们就知道这个盼望。
They knew the hope.
所以他们活在这个世界上，他们不再照着过去活在黑暗里面。
That's why they would not live as before in darkness.
乃是活在盼望里面。
Now to live in great hope.
这个盼望是从天上来的。
This hope is from heaven.
这个盼望是神为他们预备在天上所预备好的。
This hope is a hope in heaven prepared by God.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个盼望是什么吗？
Brother, sister, do you know this hope?
如果你不知道的话，
If you don't know,
你在这个世界上真的是，我不晓得你会怎么活哈。
I don't know how can you live in this world.
我们一定要知道这个盼望。
We have to know this hope.
这个盼望是谁呢？
What is this hope?
这个盼望就是基督啊。
This hope is Lord Jesus.
基督他坐在神的右边。
Christ sit on the right side.
他为我们的罪来到这个世界上。
He came to this world for our sin.
他是那一位创造宇宙万物的真神。
He is the one who created the universe.
他说万物都是为他造的。
All things is created for
him. 万物也是借着他造的。
By him.
万物也是被他造的。
Through him, by him.
所以这位主耶稣，他是宇宙万物的真神。
This Lord Jesus Christ is the true God of the universe.
但是他却来到这个世界上。
But he came to this world.
他来到这个世界上，为了你，为了我，钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified for you and for me.
所以我们可以跟神和好。
That's why we can be reconciled to God.
我们中间很多人相信进化论的，对不对？
Anyone among us to believe evolution?
我不知道你是不是还相信进化论。
Are you still believing that?
我不知道你是不是还相信，信了主之后，你还仍然相信进化论。
Are you still believing that after you become Christian?
我告诉你，你如果信了主之后，你还相信进化论，我告诉你，相信进化论，你就是否认这位创造宇宙万物的真神。
I can tell you, if you are still believing the evolution after you become Christian, you are rejecting the God of the Creator.
你也是否认这位创造宇宙万物的真神耶稣基督。
You deny Christ Jesus, the creator of the universe.
主耶稣来到这个世界上不是只是为了拯救我们脱离困难。
Christ Jesus came to this world is not only to.
我们不是只相信这个。
We are not only believe that.
我们要相信他就是那位创造宇宙万物的真神。
We ought to believe.He is only true God.
我们都是被他造的。
We are created by him.
然后我们就是因为犯了罪，所以我们今天在这个世界上，我们有许许多多的所谓的斗争啊，这是进化论的人所讲的。
So we have all the struggles, because of sin.
所以我们会死亡。
That's why we would die.
死亡不是进化。死亡不是进化论里面的所谓的淘汰。
The death is not unfitting according to the evolutionists.
进化论里面讲说优胜劣败，对不对？
It's a fitting.
优胜劣败怎么讲？这是达尔文讲的啊，是不是？OK， 进化论里面讲说优胜劣败，适者生存。
The fitness to survive.
你知道，如果你相信进化论，
If you believe that,
你就是否认神他创造了宇宙万物。
You deny God as creator of the universe.
我们相信主耶稣，我们不只是相信他是为我们钉死在十字架上的那一位主。
We believe in Christ Jesus, not just because He's the Lord.
我们也相信他是那位创造宇宙万物的独一的主宰。
He is the sovereign Lord who created the universe.
我们也相信他将来他要会把这个世界收拾一下。
We believe he will come in the future to
consummate
this universe.
他要把这个世界做一个了结。
There will be a consummation of this universe.
这就是我们所信的耶稣。
This is the Jesus we believe.
我们的盼望就是在他的身上。
Our hope is in him.
不是别的。
Not anything else.
哥罗西教会的人，他们就是有这个盼望。
The people in Colossae has that hope.
我们也要常常为教会感谢神。
We ought to thank God on behalf of church.
不但我们知道这是神的工作。
Not only because we know it's God's work.
不但我们知道，因为我们听见了真理的福音。
Not because we heard the gospel of the truth.
不但我们感谢神，因为我们知道他赐给我们传道人在我们当中。
Not only because he gave church.
我们感谢神，也是因为他为我们存留在天上的一个盼望。
We thank the Lord because He stored the hope in heaven for us.
不再是在这个世界上。
Not only this world.
这个盼望是不会衰传的。
This hope will never fade.
最后一个。
The last.
我们为什么要常常的为教会感谢神
？Why we should thank God?
因为这个与我们的身份相称。
Because this is fitting for us.
我们看第一章第一节第二节，他说奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太，这是写信的人啊。接下去他就说写信给谁呢？写信给哥罗西的什么？哥罗西的什么圣徒？谁是圣徒啊？哥罗西教会里面的弟兄姐妹嘛。
So who is the saints?
就是他们在基督里有忠心的弟兄。
The faithful brothers in Christ.
我们为什么要感谢神？为教会感谢神。
Why we should thank God on behalf of church?
因为那是我们的身份。
Because that's our identity.
因为我们是神所拣选的圣徒。
Because we are God's chosen people.
因为他把我们放在他的身体里面。
Because he put us into his body.
这就是我们为什么要感谢。
That's why we need to thank God.
如果我们自己是圣徒，
If we are saints,
我们是基督的身体，
we are the member of his body,
然后我们就在那边一直在抱怨，一直在埋怨，
and we were there complaining, grumping,
这跟我们的身份不合的。
That's not fit for our calling.
弟兄姐妹同意不同意啊？
Brother, sister, do you agree?
要常常为教会感谢神。
So we need to thank God all the time.
要常常为民州国语基督教会。我们常常用 MMCC 啊，就有的是忘记了中文到底是怎么样哈。
So we should thank God on behalf of MMCC.
我们不但为我们自己的教会要感谢神。
Not only thank God for our church.
我们也为其他的所有属耶稣基督的教会感谢神。
We ought to thank God for all the churches that belong to Jesus Christ.
因为都是神的工作。
Because they are all God's work.
因为都是神的拯救。
Because they are all salvation from God.
因为教会里面有神所赐的福音的真理。
Because the truth of gospel in the church.
因为神赐传道人给教会。
Because the preachers he gave to his churches.
因为教会有一个属天的盼望。
Because church has the hope stored in heaven.
最后。
Last.
因为与我们的身份相称。
Because the fitting for our calling.
我们蒙召的身份相称。
The identity we are called.
弟兄姐妹。
Our sisters.
这个。保罗啊，我是很 amazed 保罗哈。
I'm amazed with Paul.
保罗他看教会，他不像我们一样。
Paul sees church different from us.
他真的是从神的眼光来看教会。
He saw church from God's point of view.
所以他对哥林多教会的人说，他说我把你们像一个贞洁的妇女 献给神。
That's why he told the princess, I present you as a pure virgin to the Lord Jesus.
我觉得他呢又很像这个路加福音十五章所讲的那个父亲哈。
He's like the father in Luke 14:15.
记不记得他有两个儿子哈？
The two sons.
一个儿子是我们叫他做浪子哈。
One is prodigal.
那么。当这个父亲看到他儿子回来的时候
When the father saw his son,
他很高兴啊
he was glad.
他就告诉他们这些他家里面的人
he told his servants,
我觉得他也甚至告诉他的朋友
I think he told his friends too.
他说我这个儿子啊是死而复活
this son is dead but now is alive.
他说我这个儿子是失而又得的
He was lost, and he was found.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有看见
？Did you see, brothers and sisters?
教会是什么
？What is church?
教会是神重价买赎回来的，是死而复活、失而又得的。
Church is bought at a heavy price from God Himself, and He was lost but is found.
如果你每天想一遍呢、啊、
？If you think about that.And this once a day,
就值得你一天都在那边赞美神。
You will thank God all the time.
也值得你为教会里面的弟兄姐妹感谢神。
It was to thank God on behalf of your brothers and sisters.
也值得你为教会里面的同工感谢神。
And you praise God, thank God on behalf of our co-workers.
愿不愿意这样子做啊？
Are you willing to do that?
你如果没有看见保罗为什么为教会感谢神
，If you don't say what don't say what Paul says，
或许我应该这样子讲哈，那个太消极了哈。
Or that's too negative.
你如果看见保罗所看见的
，If you see what Paul says，
你就应该常常的、天天的、时时刻刻的。为教会感谢神。
Then you ought to thank God on behalf of church continuously every day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus who loved us, we thank you.
你的爱是长阔高深。
Your love is high and deep.
我们没有办法明白。
We can't understand.
我们只有当我们和众圣徒在一起的时候，我们才能够明白你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
We understood a little your love, how high, how deep, how wide, with only when we are with our brothers and sisters.
主，你让我们真的是常常的为教会感谢你。
Lord, help us to thank you on behalf of the church.
我们这样子祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.